12. We live on the third rock from the sun, Earth. It is orbiting the sun at 67,000 miles an hour. It's spinning on its axis at 1,000 miles an hour. The axis is tilting, as you all know from your school days, at 23.5 degrees. And over the time, which you probably didn't know, that angle varies by 1 degree. The crust on which we live is very thin and slowly moves about. The cumulative effect on these processes has a profound influence on the climatic history of our planet and will continue to do so in the future. So this evening I'm going to go local and talk about Malmedale from around 20,000 years ago to 70,000 years in the future. It is not generally recognised that we are still living in an ice age. Where we are now in time is only a warm period in between two periods of ice. One in the recent past and one that's coming in the future. Now 20,000 years ago, Malmedale was under 200 or more feet of solid ice. Then, as the warming phase of the Earth cycle took place, the glaciers retreated. Vast quantities of meltwater would have poured over the cove, making it look like Niagara Falls does today. As the glacier retreated, the slow flow of water receded and Malmedale re-emerged about 15,000 years ago. However, it did not look the same as it did before the ice. The meltwater pouring from beneath the glacier carved out Gardelscore Gorge and Wattlows Valley. The ground level was higher than it was before because of the debris left by the glacier. Now at first the land was barren, then lichen grew, and then grass and small plants. And around 14,600 years ago, according to recent carbon dating, animals arrived to feed on the plants, and carnivores arrived to feed on the animals. A major temperature increase occurred about 14,400 years ago, and human beings, the Celts, came over the plain, which is now the North Sea, and lived as hunter-gatherers. They made flint spears, arrows, and axes. In time, the soil built up, and small shrubs and then trees grew. The increase in temperature was not steady. There was a major drop in temperature 12,800 years ago, and another major drop 8,200 years ago. After that, the climate warmed, probably as a result of the spread of Middle East farming techniques, which created or produced carbon dioxide and methane, the greenhouse gases, and that caused global warming. Now in Malmedale, this allowed people to live on the fells, higher levels than today, because 8,000 years ago, the average temperature was plus 2 degrees Celsius above today's temperature. On what are now limestone uplands, there was extensive tree cover, pine, hazel and oak, and their stumps have been found under the peat. In the Anglo-Saxon period, there were lynx and brown bears living, showing that there still must have been extensive woodland because that is their habitat. Now about 4000 BC, the first farmers arrived from Europe, bringing seed corn, animals and leaf-shaped arrowheads. The hunter-gatherers and farmers probably coexisted for a while, but eventually Malmedale would have settled down to a routine of arable and livestock farming. However, about 3000 BC, The mild climate came to an end and the mean temperatures fell by 2 degrees Celsius, greatly reducing fuel production and would have caused great hardship. Around 2000 BC, the Bronze Age people arrived from Eastern England. Their artifacts, a beaker, a bronze blade and a perforated axe was found in a barrow near Otterburn, and a bone pipe found in a burial barrow on Seaty Hill. Around 750 BC, the Celtic Brigantine tribes arrived, bringing Iron Age technology. They grew oats and ground them with querns. The remains of Celtic field system are still visible around Malham today, and the stone Celtic head is above the doorway of a house in Ayrton. Later, other peoples came. First, the Romans, in 70 AD. The Roman road from York to Lancaster passed through southern Malmdale. When the Roman invaders left, further people came in the 7th and 8th century from northern Europe, and it was probably the Angles who came to Malmdale, and they would emerge with the locals. A feature of their settlement was the development of hamlets around farmsteads. The next people to arrive in 866 were people of Norse and Danish origins, loosely called the Vikings. They founded an extensive kingdom based on York called the Danelaw, and it included what is now Yorkshire, Lancashire and Cumbria. They did not alter the Anglo-Saxon landscape, but inserted themselves into the remaining spaces. In Malham, the place names show a Norse influence, for instance, Janet's Foss. Now, after the murder of King Eric the Blood Axe in AD 954, Malham came under the rule of England again. Only to become ruled again by the Scandinavians from 1013 to 1042. Now, following the death of Edward the Confessor, Harold of Wessex became the King of England, but there were two other claimants to the throne, Harald Hardrada of Norway and William of Normandy. Hardrada and his army landed near York, but he was killed in battle by Harald's army in the Battle of Stamford Bridge in 1066. Then Harald was killed during the Battle of Hastings a short time later, and William the Conqueror subsequently took over the country. Malmdale is recorded in the Domesday Book as Malgum. The Normans brought a major change to the Dales by giving land to found monasteries. The monasteries developed into large agricultural and industrial conglomerates, and vast tracts of the fells became sheep ranches. In Malmdale, the monasteries of Fountains Abbey and Bolton Priory controlled the land until their dissolution. The Normans also brought rabbits. Now, what of the climate? About 1150 AD, Malmdale was in the middle of the medieval warm period, and cultivated fields crept up the fell sides to levels that had never been farmed before. However, around 1300 AD, the average temperature began to decrease by 1 degree Celsius, and the so-called Little Ice Age began. It probably resulted in farmhouses and hamlets on the high ground being abandoned. If that wasn't enough, the Black Death arrived in 1350, again in 1361, 1369, and 1378 to 1390. It killed primarily adolescents, especially boys. The population was decimated. This had a profound effect on society. There was not enough peasants to work the land, and people had to be paid money to work. The rise of the middle classes began, and the feudal system went into decline. In Mallandale, the historical records show many people working in trades at that time. However, prosperity slowly increased to the extent that the houses and church in Mallandale were rebuilt in stone, because people probably had a bit more brass to spend. During the Civil War, Mallandale, as Carlton, produced Cromwell's famous General Lambert, and Oliver Cromwell is reputed to have saved Kirby Malham Church from the worst ravages of the Puritans. The temperature remained low for several centuries. You've all no doubt seen the painting of the Ice Fair on the Thames in the winter of 1683-84. But the last frost fair on the Thames was held only 200 years ago. Living was hard in Mallandale. It was even harder in Scotland, and the Scots came raiding for food. In Mallandale, the agriculture carried on in the medieval way. Even as late as 1760, Mallandale village still had farms fielding strips and the fells were communal pasture. This change has resulted in the Enclosures Act, 1771 to 1854. The common land was enclosed, and the miles of stone walls we now see on the fells were built. There were profound bad social and economic consequences for the poorest people. In about 1850, the Little Ice Age ended, and the temperature began a slow climb upwards, resulting in the clean and pleasant dale we have today. Unfortunately, this was marred by two world wars with extensive loss of life with men from the dale. Religion. No history of the dale would be complete without religion. The first organised religion was that of the Celts. It is likely that the current site of the church of Kirby Malham was a Celtic place of worship. There is a spring in the churchyard which the Celts would have held sacred, and high up on the wall in the side of the church there are two heads which look to me like Celtic heads. I don't know anybody knows any more than that. But there's also one in the church of Giggleswick on the wall. The spring at Eshton, named St. Helen's Well, this too would be the likely place of worship by the Celts. It later became Christianised and was named after the mother who became a Yorkshire saint, the mother of the Roman Emperor Constantine who ruled from York. Christianity was probably brought to Mallandale by missionaries from Whitby Abbey. In Kirby Malham, a wooden church was built, replaced a few centuries later by a stone one. The walls would have been extensively painted. There would have been a roof screen, and in the niches in the pillars there would have been statuettes. This all changed with the Reformation. The Church of St. Michael and All Angels became part of the Church of England. The painted walls were scrubbed out, the roof screen was removed, the statuettes were destroyed. In the following centuries, the Quakers and the Methodists thrived in Mallandale. Taxation. Can you escape? Taxation first came to Mallandale in 1275. It was called the poll tax, an old English word for head. Then more tax came in 1377, 1379 and 1381. When every person aged 15 or over had to pay a shilling, which was a lot of money in those days. The government was obviously short of cash to fight the wars, as they are today. But what of the future? Human activity is unlikely to change the landscape owing to the planning regulations of the Yorkshire National Park. But what will have a profound effect on the landscape and life in general is climate change. There are three scenarios for climate change. The first is a cooling phase, not far off in geological time, because the present interglacial period has lasted at least 10,000 years. The shortest period was 8,000 years, the longest is 28,000 years, the average being 8,000. Some experts believe that the cooling phase will be held back by global warming, but only by a few thousand years, by the man-made greenhouse gas. But eventually, the long-term cooling trend will win, and probably combined with the Little Ice Age will bring on the next glacial period. In Malhamdale, first the trees will die, and then the shrubs, and then the grass, and Malhamdale will become a global desert. Meltwater from the ocean, glacier will flow over the cove, to be followed by ice, and in about 23,000 years' time, Malhamdale will be once again entombed in ice. The second scenario is based on the fact that the Earth's orbit is becoming less eccentric, so that in about 30,000 years' time, it'll be almost circular. This has not happened for hundreds of thousands of years. Some experts suggest that this will delay the next glaciation by 50,000 to 60,000 years, and it will not be as extensive as before. The third scenario, according to some experts, is that if the production of man-made greenhouse gases is not stopped, global warming will become so great that the ice at the poles will melt. Then Malhamdale may become the champagne centre of the Dales, with vineyards growing on the southern slopes, whilst the vineyards in France turn to dust. So I'll end with a question. Should man-made global warming be stopped so that the ice can return, displacing hundreds of millions of people living in the UK, Ireland, Canada, parts of America, Scandinavia, Poland, northern France, Germany, Switzerland, and most of Russia? Or do we let man-made global warming continue and stop the ice returning? Thank you. Thank you.